Coming up on episode number 442, requests, requests, requests. Coming up on the show, covers you'll hear of Blur, New Order, World Party, and Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Does sound like a little bit of an 80s influence in this show. Then we'll have Tina and some trivia later on. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me, well I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night, it's March 30th. 2008. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of the All Request Show on Coverville, where you tell me what it is you want to hear. What the heck is it that you want to hear? And I program it. I play it. I cue it up in the old Victrola here and spin it up for your musical pleasure. Covers tonight coming up of, like I said, New Order, World Party, Blur, The Beatles, all those. We're going to kick things off, though, with a cover of The Power of Love. Now, before you freak out, I'm not talking about the Huey Lewis in the News track from Back to the Future. I'm talking about a song that Frankie Goes to Hollywood included on their first album, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. And, you know, I might be wrong about that. That might have actually been on their second album. Was that Go Bang? In any case, it was by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And the version I'm going to play, it comes from Feeder, a band from the UK. This is found on the album One Love. From 2002. It's going out to Amy, who requested it. Here's Feeder with The Power of Love.
Angels. Love is entwined, divine, divine. Love is danger, love is pleasure.
Hi, Brian. It's Daniel Johnson, Jr. from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm on my way home, and I started humming a Beatles song, Obla-Di Obla-Da. And the only version I can ever remember of it is the original one by the Beatles. But I'm wondering if there's a good cover of it somewhere, and if you had one in your collection, if you could play that on Coverville. Thanks again for making the show, and all the best to you, and make it a great day.
There is a version of Obladee Oblada that you'll be whistling tomorrow as you take out the trash. That's Ken Jacobs from a compilation that came with a great book and CD combo called The Beatles Discovered. And I'll put a link to it in the show notes where you can pick up the pair. It's kind of done in a Padespan, which is a Russian waltz that's been influenced by klezmer, Jewish klezmer music. A very, very dark version for an instrumental. love it, though. Going out to Dan in Cincinnati, Ohio. That is Obladee Oblada by Ken Jacobs. Before that, Frankie Goes to Hollywood's The Power of Love, performed by Feeder. The UK band Feeder from the 2002 release One Love, another compilation that went out for a charity, a great cause. I can't remember what it was, but I'm sure it was a great cause. That's The Power of Love by Feeder. What Coverville Today is sponsored by Bluehost. They're the website that hosts the Coverville domain. And if you're a fan of Coverville, if you've been with Coverville for a long time, you know that initially the site would have some issues where I'd get mentioned on the Adam Curry show, and then all of a sudden, bam, I'm getting hit with so many hits per week that that I just can't keep up with them. Bluehost was fantastic. They contacted me as I was getting close and gave me the opportunity to buy extra hosting space. Now, since then, since 2004 when I started the show, their services have increased to the point where I wouldn't have even needed it now. 15,000 gigabytes of transfer. That's how much bandwidth you'll get every month included in the plan. 1,500 gigabytes of hosting space, unlimited domains you can host within that 1,500 gigs. So if you manage several websites and you don't want to pay a separate price for each one, you can actually bundle them all together and pay one price for managing all of them. And that one price, the low, low price, the unbelievable price of $6.95 a month, which is just unheard of. Their customer service, though, I think is the best thing about them, and I will trumpet their horn all day long. I think they're just fantastic. Bluehost.com, there's a link on Coverville that I'd like for you to use when you sign up for Bluehost. I do recommend you sign up for Bluehost. Use that link on Coverville.com, and that gives me a little bit of an affiliate payment that helps me out, helps the show. Check it out, Bluehost.com. All right, going out to Mark in Des Moines, he wanted to suggest an entire Pet Shop Boys cover story. I will have something like that at some point in the year. But to whet your appetite for that, especially for you, Mark, let's play a cover that the Pet Shop Boys have done. And this is fun because it's the Pet Shop Boys covering Blur, which is a really cool combination. I don't usually play a lot of live covers on the show, and when I do play a live cover, it's because the band that is doing the covering really puts the song in their own style, even live. Some bands tend to really have a unique sound in the studio, but you put them in front of an audience, and unfortunately they sound very much like other bands. Pet Shop Boys, not the case. This comes from a 1995 concert, Paninaro 95, live in Rio. Here's Girls and Boys.
Thank you. This next song is by the English group Blur, and it's called Boys and Girls. Streets
Hi, Brian. This is Steve in Owings Mills, Maryland. I've been listening since probably in the hundreds, Coverville 100s, and this is my first request. I'd like to request Love Vigilantes by Love Seed Mama Jump off of their CD from the early 90s, Live at the Stone Balloon. I used to be a student at the University of Delaware, and they started off mostly as a cover band. I was a big New Order fan in high school, but didn't know about this song until I heard it on their album and live in concert as a U of D student. So thought I'd share it with you and the rest of the Coverville listeners. Thanks for your show, and keep it up.
See it soon.
Yeah!
'Cause I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home. I've been so alone, you see. 'Cause I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home. I've been so alone, you see.
Going out to Steve and Marilyn, that is Love Seed Mama Jump from their album Drunk at the Stone Balloon from 2005 with a cover of New Order's Love Vigilantes. Before that, Girls and Boys, or as Neil Tennant announced it at the beginning of that song, Boys and Girls, a cover of the song by Blur that comes from a CD single, Paninaro 95, and it's live in Rio. Let's get to another set of requests. Scott in Nashua, New Hampshire, wanted to hear a cover of Is It Like Today by World Party. He suggested the version by Eliza Gilkison, and I think it's a beautiful version. I'm happy to play it for you. This is going out to Scott. Here's Eliza Gilkison.
Many years ago, he looked out through a glassless window. All that he could see was Babylon. Beautiful green fields and dreams. He learned to measure the stars, but there was a worry in his heart. He said, to face with God.
Hey, Brian. Hi, this is Jim from Ohio. Been listening to Coverville for a long time. I've got a request. You played a couple of Madeline Peru singles on your show, but I don't think I've ever heard you play a Hank Williams cover that she does called Weary Blues. I'd like to hear it sometime. I really do enjoy it because she kind of adds a nice Billie Holiday sort of jazzy feel to what is essentially a country tune. So if you get a chance, I'd love to hear that song played. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Her voice. That is Madeline Peru, who's got kind of a Billie Holiday feel to her voice. From her 2004 album Careless Love, that's her cover of Hank Williams' Weary Blues. That's such a great album because it's all, well, not just because it's all covers, it's a great album, but it just also happens to be all covers. And that's going out to Jim in Ohio, who wanted to hear that. Before that, World Party's Is It Like Today, covered by Eliza Gilkison from her album Paradise Hotel from 2005. Got my notes mixed up here. And that's going out to Scott in Nashua, New Hampshire. Tina has joined us here in the Coverville basement.
I have.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. You're cutting it close.
Well, I didn't know. I'm here.
I called you on the walkie-talkie. I said,
it was
hey,
off.
Dana, get down here.
It was off.
Oh, see? There's the problem.
Yep.
Yeah, that's no good. All right. Well, cool. Well, Tina's down here for Musically Challenged, the trivia segment that we do every Sunday as part of the All Request Show. But before we get into that, is there anything you want to mention? Anything you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into it. It's another one of those where we have to do some translating. I'll let Thomas explain it.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Tina.
Hello.
This is Thomas EJ with another Musically Challenged that's better in the dark. Okay, once again, we're visiting the Concert Hall of Babel. If you recall, in this quiz, I feed song lyrics into that wonderfully messed up language translator, Babelfish, then translate them back into English. You have to identify the songs, then figure out what the connection is between them. This time around, as you requested, I did submit longer lyrics into that famous word mangler, and if you crack this code, well, you'll be a big star in the here and now. Let's begin with this number, translate into traditional Chinese, and back. Number one. I made my best understanding, dear, but you still to confuse and me to want to know why I did choose the one self-ground to let you knock me to get down. And now we got this little number.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Hmm.
It's that knock down to the ground. Boy, it sounds like it's
I have no idea.
Knocking down, but still you knocked me down. Okay, yeah, I'm drawing a big question mark on that one. All right.
All
translate
right,
into
one.
Portuguese and back. Number two. Well, I makes mine better to understand expensive, but you mystify still, and I want to know because I choose myself above I am of the land to order it to beat I stop me backwards for low.
Okay, hold on a sec. God, that sounds so familiar. And still you're mystified. I gotta hear that one again.
Mine better to understand.
Oops, a little bit further back there.
Well, I makes mine better to understand expensive, but you mystify still, and I want to know because I.
But you mystify still. See, that's the key right there. I think that's the like the thing that's making me, giving me a connection. And still you're mystified. Does that sound, I mean, is there...
Does
you,
not
it's
sound
not doing
familiar.
Anything for you?
Nope.
And still... all right.
Choose myself above I am of the land to order it to beat I stop me backwards for low. From here...
I stop me backwards for low. I try my best... Oh man, it's kind of, it's like it's I try my best to da da da, da and still you're mystified. It's like I'm getting pieces of this. All right, we'll skip it. We'll go to number three. I'm gonna kick myself though when I hear this.
Okay.
Here we go to this rockabilly classic, given a Greek spin before being translated back into English. Number three. Well, I am precisely school outa, as I am the real, real cool dance. Gotta has one fool. I received the message that the gotta I are a wild. Now we've got a...
Oh, my God.
I don't even know. None of it even seems familiar.
Well, you know you're listening to translated.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
The real, real cool dance. Gotta has one fool. I received the message that the gotta I are... A wild.
Now, the gotta I are a wild.
Okay. Now we've got a new wave standard translated into Russian and back. Number four. You love, you give to me similar thrill, but your love, it will not pay my calculations. I is which I want, dang. Finally.
Okay, got that one at least.
Really?
Yes, that's your love gives me such a thrill, but your lovin' don't pay my bill. I need money. That's what I want. Flying Lizards covered it. Of course, the original was the Beatles, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Your love gives me such a thrill. You know, I don't know if they may have covered it also.
Hmm.
But I'm going to say it's the Flying Lizards one because he said it was a a new wave classic. All right.
Finally, we have this debased piece of punk translated into French and spat back out. Number five.
Jeez.
Here to come Yen Johnny, still with alcoholic drink and drugs and active. The he's machine from flesh to make another band tease. Do he the man where'd the ya obtain this lotion? This game really makes...
Okay, I know that one too.
Okay.
And there was the Here Comes Johnny little bit at the beginning. It's Lust for Life by Iggy Pop.
Okay.
So we got two of them. Money by the Flying Lizards, Lust for Life by Iggy Pop. I can't make a connection. I can't pull anything out of that. I do my best. I'm still focused on that third one that.
Wow.
There's just something.
Okay.
All right.
Move on.
Makes me want to put on cat ears and cry. You got them all?
No. Nope.
Well, let me give you a moment to discuss your answers right about now. Okay, figured it out? Maybe you did, because the thing that unifies these five lyrics is something I once called Coverville about. Namely, that all of these songs have been covered for movies by Letters to Cleo frontwoman, the lovely Kay Hanley.
Oh,
to
really?
Wit, the lyrics, well, I...
Okay, I do my best to understand you, but you're still mystified, and I want to know why. It's Cruel to Be Kind by Nick Lowe.
Oh.
Do I get a half point for figuring that out?
Sure.
Okay.
I do my best to understand, dear, but you still mystify, and I want to know why. I pick myself up off the ground to have you knock me back down, is from Nick Lowe's classic Cruel to Be Kind. Kay Hanley covered the song while still with Letters to Cleo for the film 10 Things I Hate About You.
Hmm.
The lyric, "Oh, inside angel, always upset, keeps on forgetting that we ever met. Can I bring you out into the light? My curiosity's got me tonight."
That's Cars.
It's from Dangerous Type,
yeah,
by
Dangerous
the Cars.
Type.
Letters to Cleo covered this for the Teen Witch extravaganza, The Craft. Kay warbled the lyrics, "Well, I'm just out of school, like I'm really, really cool, gotta dance like a fool, got the message that I gotta be a wild one," from the Jerry Lee Lewis classic Real Wild Child, when she did the vocals for Rachel Lee Cook in Josie and the Pussycats. And she also sang, "Your love gives me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I want money," from the Flying Lizards' legendary "Money, That's What I Want" in Josie. And finally, she sang the punk rock pledge turned cruise advert Lust for Life by Iggy Pop, "Here Comes Johnny Yen Again, with the liquor and drugs and the flesh machine. He's gonna do another striptease. Hey man, where'd you get that lotion?" in the Reese Witherspoon starrer Feels Like Heaven. So how'd you do? Well, regardless of your score, your show makes me feel warm like Sherry Marmalade. And if you want to check out me and my partner Derek Ferguson talking movies, check out Better in the Dark at betterinthedark.podomatic.com. So until next time, guys, go see that movie.
Thanks, Thomas. Well, that was a... I feel like I should have done better on that.
It's hard, though, because...
It is.
They're really messed up by the time it comes back.
Yeah, well,
for the second translation, obviously.
They are. And the trick is kind of finding those elements that don't translate well.
Right.
That stay kind of in the same word for the
right.
Next one. Doorbell rang. Do you want to go up and grab it and I'll just finish up the show here?
Or yeah, they're probably gone by now.
Probably. Okay, good. Probably nothing we wanted anyway,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
All right. That is going to do it for tonight's episode of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday night with a special April Fool's edition of Coverville. It's going to be all parodies, all parody songs. No, I'm not going to pull any tricks on you this time around. Just going to be parodies of...
Yeah, right.
I'm not, I swear. So it'll be songs that are not necessarily covers, but parodies of other songs. And you'll know exactly what I mean when you hear it. And then Thursday will be another edition of the Cover Story. This one focusing on Richard Thompson, who's got a birthday this week. So stick around for that.
Cool.
In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett and Tina.
That just about covers it for tonight.
Thanks. I wasn't quite ready for that,
oh.
But okay. But that's good. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.